Yes, I did. I actually did some maths, which might be the first time since I was five that I have done some maths. And it's only give or take a million. I mean, I'm 56,
Right.
and that is about 30 million minutes.
That's very good. I can't believe you've done that. Now, it's a solo tour.
Yes.
Do you feel Jennifer Saunders was holding you back?
Well, you know, she's leached off me my whole life. No, I mean, actually, it's going to be weird touring without her. And I will miss her, be, you know, under no illusions about that. I will look to my left on stage and there'll be a fatty shaped hole where she should be. But this is about me. And so she can get lost.
Fantastic. Do you like life on tour?
I do, actually. I find it quite exciting, mainly because I go on tour with people that I've known for quite a long time. And Right. I've made sure there are Cornish people on this tour with me. In fact, we've been rehearsing in Cornwall because the director, Michael Grandage, is also Cornish. And so a whole load of Cornish people are coming and we will be going dancing and we will be having a bit of a good time. There'll always be a good lunch every day because you kind of don't eat. Until, well, you don't eat at all after lunch, to be honest. Till the next morning. That's the way I do it.
I'm a bit of a porky, right?
Yeah.
I've never understood these people who say, I forgot to eat lunch.
No.
My day is like from meal to meal.
The thing is, you cannot go out and do the show on a great big stomach. You just can't do it.
You can.
No, you can't. Well, what you do is a very slow, heavy, slightly angry top show, and that's I don't want to do that. So I'll have a good lunch with my chums, and then I will, and then I won't eat till the next morning, probably.
We like to claim you as Welsh here in Wales.
Yes,
is that okay to do?
Yes, absolutely. Well, isn't it weird because you know all my family are from Cornwall and Devon, so really that's where I'm from. But I was born in Holyhead because my dad was stationed
Indeed.
There. Valley, RAF Valley he was at. And so, yeah, that's where I was born, definitely. And my brother went to school there. I was a bit too young as a baby to be going to school. But my brother used to come home speaking Welsh. So, you
know. That was odd.
Yeah, well, it was wonderful, actually, because he taught my mum a bit of Welsh. So that was good.
In my other job, away from Radio Wales, I'm a principal at the Royal Opera House. So I can't let this opportunity go by without asking you about your debut in Field de Regiment at the Royal Opera House.
Oh, my goodness. I was so happy to get that call. Although, of course, I did have a couple of minutes of delusional joy where I believed what they were asking me to do was to sing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you
but
get it.
I didn't sing. In the end, did I? I just spoke, frankly.
You had Juan Diego Flores, didn't you?
And Natalie. Yes.
What was he like?
Oh, my goodness. It was just an amazing experience because opera, as you will know, completely different to anything I've ever done before. Rehearse in a different way.
Yeah.
The day that everybody sings out, because people you do a thing called a Sitzprobe.
Indeed.
Where you kind of sit through everything and people do not sing out because they can't. They're like athletes. They can't run a marathon every day. So they sing very quietly. And while I was in the rehearsal studio, I was thinking, blimey, this isn't going to go well. Honestly, they're going to have to sing a bit louder than that. It's not my job to tell them that I will by the time we get to the first night. And then you have your dress run where finally they do sing out and your head nearly blows off. They are extraordinary creatures, opera singers, and I just absolutely loved everything to do with it.
It is a bit of a weird world. Now, this tour that you're going on,
yes.
lots of comedians do a big old tour and they
yes.
haven't written any of the material. Have you written yours
I've
yet?
I've definitely written it. I've been percolating it in my head for a year and then I sat down and wrote the first line of it on January the 1st this year. And I have not stopped writing it yet. I mean, we've been in rehearsals for 2 weeks. We've got another 2 weeks before we open. And I'm terrified, to be honest, in a really good way. It's very thrilling, the whole thought of it. And even though I have written it, I have yet to learn it. So that bit is a bit scary.
That is, yeah. How do you memorise?
I don't know, really. I think I'm going to have to make little links in my head from one thing to another. But, I mean, I have a great big screen behind me on the stage that is very much part of the set. And on there are lots of little home films and pictures of people I'm talking about. Because it's very personal, this show. It's very autobiographical. So I introduce the audience to people in my family and to my two grandmothers, for instance, and mm-hmm. to my dad and my mum, my brother. And my daughter and stuff. You know, I talk about a lot of things that I haven't talked about before. You know, it's really me exploring the whole idea of how you be a person.
How do you make that funny, though? Because obviously there must be some very poignant moments in there for you.
There are.
Do you try and be funny? funny the whole time, or is it more autobiographical?
No, absolutely not. That's why
thing?
I'm not calling it stand-up, because it's not like the bam, 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 machine gun fire of stand-up. I hope it is funny. I'm pretty confident that it is. But, you know, you have to earn the moments where I'm going to tell some truths about things. I'm going to be very open and honest with people and tell them things I perhaps haven't talked about before in a way I haven't talked about before. I don't think it's fair to ask people to come and see an autobiographical show and then not be honest and thorough about and a bit brave, if you like. I am a bit scared about how people will receive it. I'm sort of unzipping myself a little bit.
Okay. So when you say you're in rehearsals, are you actually in I mean, like structured rehearsals where people go, that's rubbish, you'll knock that
absolutely
bit out.
Absolutely, I am. And the thing is that I'm rehearsing with the director, and the director is a guy called Michael Grandage. And if you don't know, Michael Grandage is got proper theatre chops.
He has, yeah.
So I am in a rehearsal room with a schedule, and he's sitting looking at every single thing I do and saying, that's working, that's not working, let's see. And he's letting me have the comedy chops, and he's got the theatre chops. So he's giving me the courage to explore some of the stuff that I might find more difficult to say, the slightly more serious stuff.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is frightening, but as I say, frightening in the right way. I've always tried, if I can, to do new things. And if you're going to do that, you just have to accept that you're going to feel afraid a lot of the time.
I can't not ask you about the Vicar of Dibley, even though it's many years ago now. Yes. Have you ever been mistaken for a vicar?
No. Oh. Except people have written to me and asked me if I would do things like perform exorcisms at their home. And I just have decided not to.
If ever I leave my wife, which I'm probably not going to if she's listening, I say probably, you never can be sure, I would have you to do my next wedding, if that's okay.
Do you know what I thought you were going to say then? If I leave my wife, please, please, will you marry me?
Well, obviously.
But no, that wasn't what you were saying, was it? You were just saying, please, will you marry me to somebody else?
Exactly.
As always, always the vicar, never the bride.
Now, as I said, I am a singer. I couldn't let the moment go by, if you don't mind, right?
Yes.
The best thing, people must have sketches that they remember from your past. And obviously the one that I absolutely love is the one with Sarah Walker, Carl Davis, I Should Be So Lucky.
Oh, my goodness.
You got it. I mean, you must have watched Singers for about a year because you got him down to a T.
We didn't watch them for that long, actually, but I think we must have seen, I think we saw a documentary about Montserrat Caballé.
Yeah, because you do look a bit like her.
I do look a bit like her, more than a bit, in that sketch. Gosh, that was a million years ago. Good you for having a memory.
Is there any chance we could recreate it now?
Oh, my Lord.
Come on, I'll do the main bulk. You just have to do the
How does it go,
okay,
even?
Are you ready? I should be so lucky.
Lucky, lucky, lucky.
I should be so lucky in love.
Ooh.
I should be so lucky. I should be so big finish
lucky
in love. Thank you so much, Dawn French. I'm so excited to have done that. Thank you very, very much.
You're so welcome.
Good luck with the tour.
Thank you. You know, we're coming to Llandudno, we're coming to Cardiff, and we're coming to Swansea.
Yes, we are. And if you fancy popping in when you're in Cardiff, please come in and see us.
I may well do that.
Thank you very much, Dawn.
Okie doke.
Take care.
Bye.